Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Book for you.
Jim Blasingame. He's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good buddy Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is a political operative of the Republican persuasion, full disclosure.
Yeah.
If you have seen his handsome face on the medium screen, I guess the little screen's the phone now, I guess, and the little screen's the television. Many of you seen him up the east, still working on getting up on the big screen. We haven't figured out how to get him in a movie yet.
No,
but he's our good friend Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Before we get into what you want to talk about, let me just say that I've been reading the book, your book, and it reminded me of years and years and years ago. When I was at EDS, Ross Perot's company, which doesn't exist anymore, but we were just transitioning from the old IBM 3270 screen, and in those days, an operator would sit at their computer screen, and it would only do what the engineers had programmed it to do.
Right.
There was none of this, you know, let me look at Facebook
right.
at the same time. We're talking about 15, 20 years ago.
No more.
And we were transitioning to PCs and to desktops and things like that. And I was sort of the Rosetta Stone between the marketing guys and the engineers. And the way I explained it to the engineers was, the days of just doing having the machines do what the operators do what the machines would let them do, and doing things that were more efficient for the servers, are gone. Mm-hmm. Now what you need to do is you need to physically climb through the screen, sit where the operator is, and say, what do I need?
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what you're talking about. You need to walk around the counter, walk around the desk, get on the other side of the internet, wherever, you know, whatever, on the line, and sit where your customer sits and say, what does my customer need? It's really very powerful.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Well, it's the thing that's driving it all is expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what those expectations are, and that's the thing that they're changing quite a bit. Anyway, I appreciate that. And I was wondering who that person was who was reading my book. I knew there was one person. I just didn't know who it was. Thank you.
I've been unmasked.
Hey, Rich. Not long ago, just a few days ago, actually, I was talking to a member of the Hispanic community. A leader, a significant leader, who also was a Mitt Romney supporter, and was one of the leaders of that part of the Republican wing, so to speak, of the Hispanic community, and I was talking to him about the Romney campaign and everything, and we were talking about how well Obama had used, his campaign had used social media and used the new technology. And he said, you know what? He said, I asked the Romney campaign about this. He said something about, you know, are you guys going to focus on this? And he said, one of their guys actually said, oh, we don't think that's that big a deal.
Well, that doesn't surprise me that they may have said that. I'm not sure he asked. The data is somewhat different than that anecdote.
Yeah,
the data indicates that the Romney campaign was totally immersed in it. They just didn't. I'm not sure they understood it at the top levels like they did at the.
Well, that was kind of what this. I mean, in a way, what you're saying is you know, very close to what my guy said, and I guess what I'm getting at is here we are now. We're coming up on midterms. So that means that right after midterms, we're going to be launched into the 2016 presidential campaign, has the GOP learned anything after two elections of getting trounced by the new technology? Has the GOP learned anything about this?
Yeah, and yes, the answer to your question is they have, they thought that what happened was that the systems didn't work. It was a little bit like Obamacare when they actually flipped it on, you know, for actual turnout operations. in 2012 when the early voting started, and they were trying to make sure that they had everybody in the database. It collapsed under the weight of it, so it didn't work. So there was that kind of comparison. But since then, you have to be diligently working on that. But to indicate, I think, how important this is, I think that's one of the principal reasons why the Clinton family is still cozying up to the Obama family.
Oh, yeah.
They want that technology.
They want their stuff. There's no question about it. And well, I'll tell you, I feel like right now my gut instincts are that in terms of technology, in terms of social media, in terms of granular expectations of their base, the Democrats are the Seahawks and Republicans are the Broncos. I may be wrong about that, but we'll see. I hope they get their act together a little bit more to make it more of a better Super Bowl next time. Quick break, right back with Rich Galen. Stay with
me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.